Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. During the last sabak of Anwarul Salah, which pertains to the Witr Salah and the Dua-e Qunut, so we had completed the congregational Salah, the Farz Salah. So here he writes, "Aur kamal-e shafqat se is bande ke waaste Parwardigar ne teen rakat namaz-e Witr muqarrar farmayi hai." He says, "Now Allah Tabaraka wa Taala, to complete His love, His affection upon the banda, upon the servant, Allah Tabaraka wa Taala has fixed the namaz of Witr, which is 3 more rakats. So this salah is actually the affection, the love that Allah Tabaraka wa Taala has for His servants. So Allah Taala has fixed namaz for us. Jiske ada karne se bande apne khaliq ke samne aziz ho jata hai." He says, by performing this Witr Salah, you become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. When a person makes Salah, he will become the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Aur namaz-e-witr wajib hai upar qawl-e-sahih ke. And to read the Witr Salah in the Hanafi Madhab, it is wajib according to the correct view. Obviously, there is another view that it is sunnat-e-mu'akkada. So, Hazrat has written that the correct view is that the Witr Salah is wajib. Aur dua-e qunut parna teesri rakat mein ruku se pehle qiraat ke piche wajib hai, and to recite the dua-e qunut in the third rakat before the ruku, after qiraat, in the third rakat after we did surah Fatiha and a surah, before going into ruku we recite the dua-e qunut. So the recitation of this dua-e qunut, this is wajib. Now we'll do the translation of the dua-e qunut so we'll understand it better when we're performing salah. وہ دعا یہ ہے, the dua is this, اللہم انا نستعینک و نستغفرک. واللہ, verily we seek your assistance, we seek your help, and we seek forgiveness from you. ونؤمن بک, and واللہ we have brought iman upon you. ونتوکل علیک, and واللہ we put our trust on you. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for assistance, we ask Allah Ta'ala, we seek forgiveness from Allah. We confess that we have brought iman upon Allah, and we place our trust upon Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَنُثْنِي عَلَيْكَ الْخَيْرِ, وَاللَّهُ we praise you with all goodness, Ya Allah. وَنَشْكُرُكَ وَلَا نَكْفُرُكَ, we make shukr to you. And وَاللَّهُ we do not reject you. وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكَ, and نَخْلَعُ we distance ourselves. We distance ourselves and we leave out those people that disobey you. اللَّهُمَّ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَلَكَ نُصَلِّ, وَاللَّهُ it is only you that we worship, and it is only for you that we perform salah. وَنَسْجُدُ, and it is for you that we make sajda. وَإِلَيْكَ نَسْعَى, it is only to you that we run, wallah. وَنَحْفِدُ وَنَرْجُو رَحْمَتَكَ, and we are present, وَنَحْفِدُ we are present at your service. وَنَرْجُو رَحْمَتَكَ, and wallah we have hope of your mercy. وَنَخْشَى عَذَابَكَ, and we fear your adab, wallah. إِنَّ عَذَابَكَ بِالْكُفَّارِ مُلْحِقُ, that verily your adab and your punishment has been fixed for the kuffar. So this is a short dua, but there's so much that Allah Ta'ala has kept in this little dua. So this is the meaning of the dua-e qunut. So he says, ab banda mu'min ko chahe ki apne dil ki taraf zara insaf se rujoo kare. So he says, now a mu'min servant, that just look into your heart for a little while. Ki yeh sab iqrar, jo aise huzoor ke waqt samne apne malik ke kare, aur muafiq is iqrar ke amal mein na lawe, ki roze jaza ke kaun samne laga ke us qahar ke samne jawega. He says that, think a little bit, just do a little bit of introspection, that all these confessions we're making before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that wallah we praise you, goodness, we make your shukr, we do not reject you, wallah we disassociate and distance ourselves from those that disobey you, Allah. Wallah it is for you we make namaz, for you we make sajda, wallah we run to you, we are present at your service, we put our trust, all this we are telling Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He says, now you made all these confessions before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but at the time when it's time to practice, you don't bring it in your life. Then on the day of Qiyamah, with what face will a person be able to go before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Iman naam faqat iqrar hi ka nahi hai. Iman is not only a person confesses with a tongue, balki iqrar saat yaqeen ke chahiye. With this iqrar, a person should have conviction in the heart as well. One is to bring it onto the tongue, and the reality of it must be in the heart. That is why they say, speak about iman, speak about the oneness of Allah. So the oneness of Allah Ta'ala will penetrate into the heart. So here also, with confession, these things must be in the heart of a person. Ke samar iska amal hai, that what is the fruit and what is the result of confession, it is a person brings it into practice. Aur awam jo is baat se bekhabar hai, khawas ko wajib hai ki inko agah kare. That the general people who are unaware of this, that these confessions I am making, I must bring it practically in my life, So he says the general people that are unaware, the ulama, the khawas, it is wajib, it's obligatory on them that they should make them aware. That don't only make these confessions in salah, but practically implement it in your life. Ke jo muh se iqrar kare, isko amal mein lawe. Duae qunut mein nakhla'u wa natruku par kar, jo iqrar kiya jata hai, is par amal ke baare mein akabirin ka tarz amal hi qabil e taqleed hai. Now here in the Duae qunut, we say wa nakhla'u wa natruku, that oh Allah, we distance ourselves and we leave out those people that disobey you. So he says in this matter, does it mean now any person that disobeys Allah Ta'ala, breaks the command of Allah, we completely cut him out from our life, we got nothing to do with him. So he says in regards to making amal on this part of the dua, we will follow the way of our akabirin. How our akabirin, they acted on it, this is how we will act on it. Alhamdulillah, humne akabirin ko Quran wa sunnat ka aisa aashik paya, jisko fana ka darja kehna chahe. He says that alhamdulillah, we have found our akabirin, that they were such lovers of the Quran, such lovers of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they totally annihilated themselves in Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa Quran wa hadith ke ruh aur mauz ko janne wale the. They understood the soul and what we call the kernel of the Quran and the hadith. They knew, they had the understanding of what is the meaning of Quran, what is the meaning of hadith. Isliye unka amal goya ahkam ka shari hai. That is why whatever is their amal of our akabirin, this is actually an explanation of the laws of Shariat. How they acted, this is actually an explanation of the laws of Shariat. That is why they say that deen you won't get from kitabs. Knowledge you'll get from kitabs, deen you'll get from akabirin. Stay with akabirin and deen will come into your life. So he says, look at their amal and this will explain the laws of Shariat to you. Buzruko ke amal se malum hota hai ke fisk wa fujur se to inko intihai qalbi bezari hoti thi. He says that from the amal of the buzruks and the actions of the buzruks, we come to know that they had totally freed themselves, they had totally distanced themselves from fisk and fujur, from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They totally disliked the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lekin fustaq wa fujar se huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke ummat hone ki wajah se inki islah ki umeed aur koshish mein zahiri qata taalluq nahi karte. But he says, but those that were sinners, those that were breaking the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he says, because they also the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is hope that Islam will get made, they will reform themselves, and there is hope that you can make an effort on them. Therefore, they never used to cut themselves off from these sinners, from these wrongdoers. خصوصاً جبکہ ایک دوسرے حدیث میں یہاں یفجرک کے بجائے یکفرک بھی آیا ہے. So particularly in another hadith, instead of the word یفجرک, that we cut ourselves from those that disobey you, instead of that coming, what comes? That we cut off ourselves from those people that make kufr. So in other words, if we take that hadith into consideration, that we cut ourselves off from people that make kufr, that means the sinner, you don't have to cut off with him. You can still remain and keep contact with the sinner, but you cut yourself off only from a person that makes kufr. So he says there is another narration as well. بلکہ طریقِ تبلیغ کے ایک اہم ادب حکمت سے کام لیتے ہیں. Says these akabirin, looking at the method and the way of propagating deen, they keep one very important etiquette, one very important usul in place, and they work with a lot of wisdom. What is that? Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izati al hasana. That call people towards the path of your Rabb with wisdom and with a beautiful counsel. So even though a person is a sinner, we don't just cut anyone off, we want nothing to do with this person. That as long as there is hope that this person will reform, we will make an effort on him, then a person should keep up with him and call him with a lot of wisdom and in a beautiful way. Albatta, islah ki umeed na rahe aur nafarmani karne wala tamarrud, istikbar aur inkar par data hua ho. He says, however, if there's no hope now of a person reforming, you have tried, years and years you have tried, this man is not prepared to change, and he remains obstinate upon his disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, he becomes proud and he rejects the truth and he remains firm on this, تو اس سے قطع تعلق کی ضروری سمجھتے ہیں. ناؤ دی ریگارڈ کٹنگ آف ٹائز وتھ دس پرسن دیٹ ناؤ اٹ از نیسسری. وائی؟ بیکاز دس پرسن از ناٹ پریپیئرڈ ٹو بج, از ناٹ پریپیئرڈ ٹو ایکسپٹ, از ناٹ پریپیئرڈ ٹو لسن ٹو اس, اور اس وقت بوز فی اللہ کا اظہار کرتے ہیں. ایٹ دیٹ ٹائم ناؤ دے ایکسپریس ہیٹرڈ only for the pleasure of Allah. So when they cut off also, that is only for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yaha ek zaruri tanbih hai, and now he finally concludes by saying, here there is a very important note, ke ghalabae hal mein kisi buzrug ka koi amal na to qabil-e-i'tiraz hota hai aur na qabil-e-taqleed. Certain buzrugs, sometimes they are overpowered by certain conditions. So he says, when they are overpowered by certain conditions, then he says that at that time, you cannot object to any amal of that buzruk, because at that time he is overpowered by certain conditions. So you do not object to him that why are you doing this action, because he is overpowered. And neither the amal that he does at that time when he is overpowered by those conditions, at that time neither do you follow that amal of his. For example, he is very on a very high, connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So certain amal he does which normally the general people don't do. So at that time we don't object to it also, and neither will we follow that amal of the buzruk. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on what we have learned in this kitab, and may Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of performing a better salah, inshaAllah.